Welcome to another episode of Disrupting Privilege, conversations around race and health. My co-host today is, we have a new co-host today, and we're kind of excited. We have Ms. Orletta Garman joining us today. Orletta is one of our healthcare navigators and has been with Equal Hope for a number of years. The reason why Orletta is co-hosting with me today is this is a special episode. We're, you know, as everyone who's listened to the podcast knows, we are attempting to build a library of interviews from people across the healthcare spectrum, whether that is healthcare providers or elected officials or private foundations. But it's also very, very important that we gather the voices of the community that we're serving. And our guest today is Orletta's patient, Erica Barbosa. Ms. Orletta, we're really excited to do this with you. If you would just take a minute to say a little hello to our audience, a little bit about yourself, and then introduce Erica, that'd be great.
Good morning. My name is Orletta Garman. Thanks, John, for the introduction. And I am a navigator coordinator at Equal Hope. I've been there for 7 years, and I love doing what I'm doing. I service a lot of women and some men with breast health and different medical home and different projects. And I help them across that whole continuum from beginning to end. And in particular to this today's podcast, the client that I'm going to introduce to you, I met her some years ago and she had found a lump and went and got her mammogram and they told her it wasn't anything. So then she reached out to me, and that's what we do at Equal Hope. We help women, and we help get all their needs done when it comes to breast health and cervical health. So I met this young lady, and I took her intake, and I called her up, and I got her, I asked her what was going on with her and her breast situation. She explained to me that she had went and got this mammogram done, but she still feels something. I said, okay, we'll do a second opinion. And that's what we did. And that's when they found out she had breast cancer. And when we found that out, I have been in her life and she had been in my life. And whoa, it have been some ups and downs throughout this process.
One of my favorite parts is the chemistry that the two of you share. It's truly remarkable.
Right.
Yeah. So Erica, tell us a little bit about yourself. Share what's part of your story you're comfortable sharing, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, thank you, John. I want to say for this opportunity to tell my story, and I also want to start by thanking the sponsors, Joseph and Betsy Feinberg Foundation, Rush University Medical Center, Siemens Health and Ears, GE Healthcare, Genentech,
yes.
Okay. Seagen, Puma Biotechnology. Sorry, I'm emotional.
No worries. We completely understand.
Gilead Oncology.
Gilead Oncology, yes.
Yes, sorry about that. Again, my name is Erica Barbosa, and Ms. Orletta just touched when she brought me back when she said, I found a lump. It's very emotional because it always, it feels like it's today.
Yeah, like, I hear it.
Still emotional, and it's dear to my heart. I want to start by talking about my story. My story is I was dancing, just playing around, having a good time, and I accidentally touched my breast. I found a lump. It was hard as a rock. It was as small as an M&M. I knew then that it didn't belong there. And I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You don't have to apologize. We completely, completely understand. You know you've got the arms of Equal Hope around you.
Yes.
Exactly.
And I did talk to my family members and at the time, and they were telling me they didn't feel the lump, that I was okay. But my heart, your body's going to tell you, you know, and my heart was telling me there was something wrong. I went on the internet, to search. And a lot of companies with breast cancer popped up on Google. And the one that drew me to Equal Hope at the time, it was Chicago Metropolitan Task Force, was because it was pink. Mm-hmm. I've known breast cancer is pink is our color. And it gave me to Equal Hope, and it gave me a lot of information that I was looking for. And it also would draw me to it, and I called Miss and got Miss Arletta, was that it said free mammograms. And at the time of what I was going through, I needed that free mammogram. I then called Miss Arletta. She happened to answer, and she was very, very compassionate to my concerns. And she told me everything's going to be okay. And I do know that now. So Equal Hope does everything for you, from getting the doctors together to making the appointments to being there for you, to being at the doctors for you too. And I didn't know this when I called Equal Hope. I was very, very scared with anxiety. Miss Arletta, Equal Hope, words can't even express what they've done for me. I believe I'm here now because of Equal Hope, my sponsor, and God first. Yeah. And through all my procedures, all my medical doctors, all my appointments, Miss Arletta did them to this day. She still makes my appointments for follow-ups and mammograms. And we became great friends, very great friends. She's my BFF.
Which is awesome. You can see that whenever you see a picture of the two of you, you know that there's something special between you, which is awesome.
Yes. And so on my first appointment, she showed up. Miss Arletta showed up. And words can't express how I feel. It was so much comfort not to know not to go alone.
Yeah.
You know, to have the support that somebody's fighting for you, that you're important. And again, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter. And my life means a lot to them and to myself. And from my sponsors to my advocate, to my family, to my friends, and all the support they gave me, made me fight through all this, made me fight and see there was a purpose.
Yeah.
And made it so much easier for me.
That's fantastic. I mean, what a story. And my heart goes out to you. I know retelling this again, we've talked a couple times before, you've told the story, and it still elicits, you know, strong emotions. And we understand that, but this is why it's important for you to tell your story. And we're grateful for your willingness to do that.
Yes. And it's happy tears. It's actually happy tears.
Yeah.
Because back then I want to tell the women that just got the news today that they got breast cancer. I was in the same position. I didn't know how I was going to end up, because my experience with cancer was, my mom was 49 when she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She had cancer. And at that time, there wasn't any support advocates. She died in 96. And the technology that we have now, there's so much hope for us.
Yeah. And
early detection, it's a better outcome for us, and the support of the people that show that they really care.
Well, I mean, cancer is complex and affects us all in different ways, and it manifests itself. And every episode is slightly different because we have different experiences and different fears. And yeah, I know that when a doctor says to you, you have cancer, you don't hear much else afterwards. right? And when, you know, I've had an encounter myself, I don't want to go too deep on that. But when I came home and my wife asked me what the doctor said, I said, he said, I have cancer. She said, what else did he say? I said, I have cancer. So I understand. I'm okay. So we don't need to go into that. But I do know that it's an overwhelming experience. And all of a sudden you start thinking about all sorts of things.
The world. Exactly.
Yeah. And Orletta, you've seen it probably close to a million times.
Yes, I have. And that's why we do what we do at Equal Hope, and we give it our all. And that's why it's real important to let the sponsors and funders know what we do and how important it is when they help us, because there's a lot of Erica's out there.
Yeah.
And this wasn't an easy road for Erica. It was not easy at all. You know, a lot of bumps and, you know, bruises in the middle of it. And the whole diagnosis itself, John, is really, you know, that takes a hold on you right there. And then to get through the whole process of it, you know, because Erica, not only did she do the surgery, she did reconstruction. I helped her found one of the finest, best doctors it is on the planet.
Yeah.
And you have to be very honest with these people. I was like, you have options. And that's why our jobs are so important. You have to be well knowledge to let our clients know you have great options out here. You won't be left behind. You know, you will be treated equal. You will get top of the line, just like everybody. And that was one of the most important things that I wanted Erica to know when I first met her. I'm going to do everything in my power to get you the best treatment options, some of the best doctors. And that's what I lived up to. And that's we laugh about it. You know, we cry about it. It was a rough road, but look at the end. It's beautiful now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And we into what, 3 years later, Erica? Four? Three?
Yes. And going strong.
Three years cancer free. That's awesome. And one of the things is, I think, you know, having an advocate like Orletta standing by your side, they know what questions to ask. They know about this emotional experience. And when you first hear of it or first figure out that you have cancer, you're not thinking about can I get an ultrasound? Can we do a biopsy? You're just sort of, the only thought in your head is, I've got cancer. But there's a bunch of questions to ask. And thank God for Orletta and Retha and Melina and everyone else. There's a whole bunch of us who are there to help women navigate that emotional and that systemic challenge.
Exactly.
Yes. And also the effects of when they tell you you have cancer, you know, like you back to, you said the unknown, we have as us going through cancer, we have a lot of questions. We get anxiety. We fear the unknown. And I had a lot of people, Miss Orletta, to talk to me, to calm my anxiety down, the Red Cross, to calm my anxiety. I used to get up in the middle of the night before my surgery, and they would talk to me and make sure that I was going to be okay. So just the support from Equal Hope, Mr. Letta, and all the sponsors, knowing that it was going to be okay, it helps us.
Yeah. Well, I say very few organizations can literally say they save lives, but Equal Hope can. Which
exactly?
Yes,
I truly agree.
Yes, they can. And also, John, I want to say I was invited to the gala this year, and I was so fortunate, blessed. It's heartwarming. And when I walked in, the gala was so beautiful. I saw all the sponsors' names, you know, and the stories and the videos that they showed us. Words are not enough to say thank you. Thank you. I feel better now inside my heart. And because of them, I had the opportunity to choose my treatment.
You're bringing tears to everybody's eyes. And
yes,
thank you for being willing to share that. That's incredible. Well, you know, this is such an incredible story. And we're so grateful for your graciousness and willingness to share it with a broader audience. Is there anything you would like to share with us? We're coming to the close here. Is there anything you would care to share with our audience, whether you want to say, let's get bigger or whatever.
Yes. I want to tell the women and men with any cancer to reach out to people, advocates. They do help. There's a lot of support. You guys have been great to me. There's so much I want to say. And to have early detection, to check your, I always say hashtag check yourself.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. And when I found the lump, I'm glad that because I did touch it, that, it saved my life. I'm getting a blank.
Yeah, no. This is hard stuff, and your telling of your story is so heartwarming and touching. And thank you. Not everybody would want to do this in any kind of public forum. So
exactly.
Yeah,
I thank you too, Erica, because you're a trooper. Like I told you, you're not only a survivor, you're a trooper. You're a whole person, and that's the most important part to understand. I'm a whole person. I'm not cancer. I had cancer.
Yes. Thank you.
Very well put. Well, that's terrific. Well, we cannot thank you enough. I will let you know when this goes live. For our audience listening, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you would do us all a favor and follow the podcast, you can get this wherever you get podcasts. And if you actually follow us, it'll help us build a bigger audience. With that said, I want to thank both of you.
Thank you, John.
You've warmed my heart. And I'm excited about the work that we have to do in the future.
Exactly. Equal Hope do great work to help many Erica's. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Beautiful work and save lives.
You too. Thanks. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Disrupting Privilege, conversations around race and health. If you have listened to this as a result of the prompt in our annual appeal letter, thank you for joining us. If you wish to donate to support the mission of Equal Hope, please go to equalhope.org/donate. Thank you. We look forward to hearing a meeting with you on another episode coming up soon.